I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Greetings, trashlings, and welcome back to Space Trash, another episode of it.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus, and I'm one of your hosts, Sarah Hoffman.
And I'm your other host, Molly Molshine. I've got the brains of a baby. That's a call out to all of our long-term listeners. Pew, pew, pew. We're talking about the Super Bowl. That's why I made that Jock Jams noise. What did you think?
Similar to the game, it was just like, in terms of intros, a little too long, but the game was a little too long, and there were commercial breaks in every sentence just now.
I know. Okay, here's the thing. The Super Bowl is the alpha and omega of American culture, I would say. Wouldn't you say? It's everything all together.
Absolutely.
We love TV. It's on TV. It's a sport, but it's also fun and entertaining. So I live in Ireland now. I lived in London for 5 years before this. So I'm actually very used to now European sports broadcasts, which are super boring.
Why? Because they all just have that monotone, like, and he's going to the pitch and there's literally not going to be a score for the entire game.
That's part of it. Yes. Well, that's soccer, which just is boring. But
right.
Like I watch rugby a lot with my husband, and they don't have like that many instant replays. They don't have the graphics going across the screen. They don't have and now it's the Ireland Jaguars or whatever. Right. They don't have any.
There's no
like
fanfare.
Most of the teams, Sarah, in rugby don't even have a mascot. They're just the town.
Oh my God. So it's like just rec sports.
Yeah. It's like, it's so much less. Okay. So, all right. So my point is watching the Super Bowl today that I watched it today and in a replay. It was like being on crystal meth.
The whole thing is an analogy for America. And like, that is America.
Yeah, it's just so like turned up to 11. And
turned up to 11. Everybody's making money. Everyone's showing out. We've got celebs wearing important outfits, meaningful outfits, comedy outfits, whether they meant to or not. And everybody's acting sort of a fool, but also making a lot of money.
It's just like, it's not even the people there. It's the editing and the amount of commercial breaks and the fact that it was in Vegas. Like, they keep showing that stupid dome and you're just like, why am I supposed to care about this dome? Why are you cutting to this dome like it's God every 5 minutes? I think there's something sinister about that dome.
What do you mean?
It freaks me out. It just seems like idiocracy. And I think I already said this last week about something else, about the crypto.com arena.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
just
yeah.
like, Nothing that we're doing has any sort of like tether to real life concrete things that exist in the world. Do you know what I mean? Like this dome, it's not made out of bricks and mortar. It's made out of graphics. And like this, you know what I mean? Like I'm looking at this dome and I'm like, why is there a circular screensaver in the world? What are
right,
like,
right, it's, right.
What happened to like grass? You know what I mean?
Right. Right. Yeah. I think, well, the thing I guess I like about it is that this is where sports meets theater in a way. But
yeah, that I love.
You know, that's sort of the fun of it. But it is, you know, in film skew, there was that moment where even though generally I'm more sitcom than film, I chose film because of this kind of broadcast production being not what I wanted to do. Like, what you're describing is production. Like, you're describing, like, the swipes, the making it seem like this is NASCAR, but it's Dunkin' Donuts or whatever. You know, it's just like that. Like, I feel like that is the business of television in the most concentrated form, and it's so- why I chose Fume.
Yeah, but I also love it, though. It's just, it's so much more noticeable when you've been out of it for a while. Do you know what I mean?
And, oh, for sure.
And you're just like, it, you're just like, oh my God, everyone's crying at the national anthem. Why is the national anthem even happening, first of all? Second of all, did we need the giant flag? Did we need to really hammer it home with the gigantic flag? Then there was the... They're cutting to military troops all over the world.
Very tone deaf.
Yeah. Grown men are crying. This doesn't happen in any other democracy. It's sort of giving dictatorship. Do you know what I mean?
Wow.
Like the immense, insane patriotism. It's really like to the rest of the world, it doesn't look like Western democracy. It's giving banana republic, you know?
Wow. Well, you know, it's interesting. From an astrological perspective, not only did the United States just experience its Pluto return, but now the United States is having its Jupiter return in the sign of Cancer. So it's sort of like patriotism is at an all-time, like a Jupiter-Jupiter connection in a natal chart of a country. We're going to enter a sort of, I think we're going to see more and more and more of that as the year progresses. Not that it always hasn't been that, but now we're really... Yeah, proud to be an American is, I think, going to be an ongoing conversation, dystopian conversation, at least over the next year in like a very weird way.
I love the televisionness of it. I remember as a kid going to a Super Bowl party and just being so excited that we were all hanging out watching TV together, even though I didn't, you know, I was just like, wait, there's a party to watch TV? This rules. So, and I love the halftime show. I love the Super Bowl. I love football
you do
so
love
much.
The Super Bowl.
Yeah. I'm not, like, everything that I'm saying is not a complaint about American culture or the Super Bowl. It's like, I love it and it's so bizarre and over the top and I love it. What did you think of the halftime show?
Usher can really dance. Mm-hmm. My first thought. I was really pleased to see a man really dancing.
And roller skating.
Roller skating, gyrating, doing tummy rolls. I mean, that guy is doing yoga. Like, he is fluid. The dude is freaking, he's a jellyfish up there. And I loved to see it. It's interesting that we're at an age where, I don't know, I guess I feel like this is what it must have felt like when we were kids. And it was like, you know, Aerosmith, or I'm trying to think like who the band.
Yeah, but even with Aerosmith, they tossed us a bone by bringing Britney Spears up there.
Right, but like this clearly, this had me really feeling my age because I was just picturing kids around America being like, "Who's that?"
Like, I know, like this is oldies now. I know. Every time I hear an Usher song, I can smell the crisp burnt flesh of a tanning salon. Like I must have.
Yes.
I must have had an Usher playlist that I always listened to when I went tanning because it's like a sense memory that brings me right back to tanning.
Yes, actually. Every time a song started, the way I sort of feel like I want to say, not sorry to Usher. I didn't do anything to you, Usher. I've been a supporter, but like sort of not really. Like even when Kim K was going on the concert, it was like, can't believe we're seeing him finally. And I was like, you all feel this way. Not that I have a problem with Usher, but it's always like you are all feeling this way about Usher.
And he hasn't been front of mind.
Right. Exactly. Like it's sort of like, oh, that's nice of you. What are you guys friends? Like from back in the day, you're doing him a solid by going there. Then actually during the medley, hearing the beginning of every song and having that same experience where I was like, I was in Mary Beth's car. I was at the Shore Week. I was, you know, We were at the Y doing a Zumba class. His music, I forgot how much he really was like a soundtrack to our formative years.
Yeah, his songs are so good.
Yeah.
He is so talented. Good. Like, I was watching it and I was thinking, and this is going to sound like a hater-ass thing to say, but who that has come out in the last 5-10 years is going to put on a show like that? Like, no one's really doing this kind of crisp choreography and making hit after hit after hit. We're in such a weird moment. I think part of it is because all the money has gone out of the recording industry. They're not making as much money anymore, so they're not putting as much money into the new acts. And we don't have a monoculture anymore, so everyone's so, you know, segregated in terms of their like picking genres and only listening to that. So I don't know. Like, is there going to be an Olivia Rodrigo Super Bowl? Maybe, but none of us even know what her performances are like. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I guess maybe it'll be more the kind, like maybe in 20 years, there will be an Olivia Rodrigo Super Bowl and all the moms at that point are going to be like, oh my God, driving by his house or whatever the song is. Like, but like, I feel
my
like.
My favorite song, driving by his house.
I loved it. Like, yeah, she's like, turn, stop. That's the only line I know the song. But
she's really good. I just can't picture her doing a whole show. I watched yesterday the Jennifer Lopez documentary Halftime on Netflix.
Oh, because I was, you know what?
I was trying to get in the Super Bowl spirit. So that was the only thing I could find.
Well, what did you think?
I really liked it. What did you think? You look like you didn't.
I didn't watch it, but it was only because my mother was so aggressively pushing it on me.
Oh, you should watch it. I didn't watch
my
it.
My mom
either.
My mom loved it.
See, here's what's really interesting about it. You can tell that she started shooting it because she thought she was going to get an Oscar for Hustlers.
Oh.
Because half of the movie is all her being like, I'm finally getting recognition. I'm getting the Golden Globe. I've been in 40 movies, but no one ever took me seriously. And now I finally am. Everyone's saying I'm going to get nominated for the Oscar, blah, 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 blah. And then not only does she lose the Golden Globe, but she doesn't even get nominated for an Oscar. And this is what it made me love her, because she kept all the footage in. She still made the movie to be like, it was just so real in that way.
It's very, you know, humble. It's actually, yeah, it's actually really humble to actually. So okay, that makes it more. So it's basically the story of her heartbreak, like a career heartbreak is what it is.
Kind of, yeah. Wow. And also, even the halftime thing, she doesn't say flat out that she was disappointed in any way with the halftime show, but she has one of her like minions say in a talking head that it was really insulting that they made Jennifer Lopez and Shakira be co-headliners because no other act has ever had to share the stage. And why did two Latina women have to share it? Why aren't they considered big enough for one act? And then the other thing that was sticking in my head today was she was fighting them nonstop to get an extra minute put on, because she was like, look, you're only giving us 12 or 13 minutes. There's two of us co-headlining. We're trying to fit so many songs in, blah, 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 blah. And she had to fight the NFL on it. And then they gave Usher, apparently they gave him 15 just off the bat.
Oh, no, 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 no.
I know. So like, now I'm ready to go to bat for Jennifer Lopez, even though we just talked last week, I think, or the week before, about how Io had to kind of like quasi apologize for making fun of her. Now I'm like, and I still think that was bullshit, but now I'm sort of, I'm standing for J-Lo again, because she is truly, you get the sense from this, she is the hardest working woman in showbiz. Like, oh my God.
That I believe, and I actually believe she's probably, I mean, she is very talented and she is probably a cool person and she is living her work. Like, this is what she's here on earth to do, and she is doing it. There was no other thing she was gonna do, so you gotta give someone credit for mastering their craft and making choice after choice after choice after choice to just support this craft, even though she really wasn't getting the same kind of, she wasn't getting the kind of attention and respect that I'm sure she felt that she deserved, and that she probably did deserve,
right? But also, as Don Draper would say, that's what the money is for, right? But I still do get why you want your peers to recognize you.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I mean, I think one of the hard things, and maybe this is a stupid thing to say, but I would think, to me, Selena, J-Lo doing Selena is one of the greatest works of biography, the recreate of all time.
Yeah.
Like, and like, J-Lo does actually sing it, and she's better than Selena. And like, the J-Lo versions of the Selena soundtrack are just a little bit better. Yeah.
And wow, that's controversial.
I know. That's why I whispered. No, immediately I was like, should I go Patreon or all the Mexicans gonna come for me? But it's like, I love Selena. And I loved, you know, she was obviously the fucking bomb. But the J-Lo, you know, maybe it's even similar to what you're describing as like a rugby game in the pitch versus like the Super Bowl.
Right. Because if you know that you're re-recording the song of someone who died and it's going to be an epic film, like you're going to put a little different kind of like maybe a little more emotion into it. Because when Selena was recording the music, she's like, oh, I'm just making like pop music. This is amazing. I'm going to live forever.
These were gigs.
Right. Like I'm doing great. And then like when you're doing it, where you're looking back and saying, oh shit, she got shot at like 23 or whatever.
Right.
I can see how maybe you would put a little bit more schmaltz into it. So maybe that's what you were hearing.
Definitely more schmaltzy than the original Selena, but also I think, and maybe this has to be Patreon. Now I feel bad because I don't want to try. I actually love J-Lo. I've always loved J-Lo, but Selena's writing, like that soundtrack is song after song after song after song that's better than anything that Team J-Lo up from the Six has ever come close to making on her own.
Oh, disagree.
Really? I think
Waiting Selena, for Tonight?
Your number one would be Waiting for Tonight?
I love Waiting for Tonight. I love a lot of J-Lo songs.
I think Let's Get Loud's a track. No, but Selena had, it was more beautiful maybe. I don't know. I just think
they're very different.
J-Lo was great in that and was downhill from there because then she was more back to being other characters or herself. And we were like, but wait, Selena.
Well, that's what happened in the movie. She's like, I got my first Golden Globe nomination for my first role, Selena. And then I never got another one until Hustlers. And I thought she deserved the Oscar for Hustlers. It was an incredible characterization of, you know, an archetype that we have not really ever seen before. And I thought it was such bullshit that film was completely snubbed for Oscars. Like Hustlers is my Barbie, I would say. I think Hustlers.
Yeah, I would love
Hustlers
that.
Is so much better.
Yeah, it's like if anything, J-Lo just might be of all the triple threat things that she does, she just might actually be a better actor than she is singer. And for some reason, we haven't recognized her that way.
Because she did like popcorn movies, and she would say it's because there were no meaty roles for a Latina actress. But I do think that she got a lot of roles where she kind of wasn't really playing a Latina anyway. So I don't know if that would be really, I don't know. She was typecast for rom-coms for the longest time, and those just don't get awards. But anyway, back to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. You didn't watch the game, the sport itself.
No, I actually had a show that I went to.
Oh, yeah. How was it?
It was great. It was fun. It was great. But I listened on the way home like I was my dad on like AM radio.
My dad used to do that too. He used to listen to baseball games on AM radio. Yeah. I was like, how is this fun? How are you, first of all, not crashing the car by like visualizing the game in your head? How can you understand just it, listening to it? I don't understand. But okay. So what did you think of the game itself?
Very nostalgic while listening because I was just like, oh, you know, like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm driving myself, but I'm with my dad in spirit. But I guess, like, from what I understand, the people were keeping me abreast of the game while I was at the show. I guess it was a really boring game. And then I got home and I watched overtime. And overtime that should have just been the whole game. I love overtimes. I love when it gets, I think with sports, if it's not high stakes, it's like, who cares?
Yeah.
And in a long ass game like football, until the end, it really is kind of low stakes either way because it can always turn really fast. So I was happy to see that they went to overtime. By the time I got home, I did watch the overtime, which was exciting. The only thing that I was panicked about was that the Chiefs weren't going to win, only because this was the first time so many people asked, like, what's your money on? Like, who's going to win? And I, with no hesitation, I said Chiefs, obviously Chiefs. This is the first time I have literally never, I had a strong opinion from the second it was asked of me, and I did not waver. And I was a little bit nervous at the end there because I was like, was I wrong? And then I wasn't wrong. And it was great for me for that.
Well, they were losing for the vast majority of the game.
I was like, this is good. I'm not watching. I'm doing a show instead. Like, I can focus on something else that I sort of already bombed at.
I'm sure you didn't bomb. But no. Yeah, they were like the 49ers. It looked like they were going to win. And I got to say, our boy Travis Kelce didn't have the best game. He sort of missed a pass that could have won them the game.
Right.
He got tackled in OT right before the game-winning pass was thrown to that other guy. I should know his name, but I don't. Sorry. Like, he didn't have the best game in the world, and there were multiple cringe moments, which that was even worse. What did you think of him yelling at the coach, Andy Reid? He didn't yell at him. He body checked him.
So actually, that I found attractive and totally appropriate.
You and friend of the pod, Jessica, both are two of the only people who in my Instagram poll said, no big deal. He's just passionate, instead of it's a red flag, which it was.
No, I do not think it's a red flag. I think that's the Super Bowl. These guys, it's just the football steroid version of put me in, coach, and I'm ready to play. And I think that football is such a violent performative sport. Right. Like, Andy needs to see that from Travis in order to put him back in, because honestly, he wasn't showing that on the field.
Watching the actual clip, it was horrible to see that sort of, I mean, I know you can be in shape at every size, but it, to me, seemed out of shape. Older gentleman being.
Is that right, Andy Reid?
Yes. He looked so scared and sad when he body checked him by this 6 foot something tall, like, wall of muscle, refrigerator of muscle man body check. He looked like Andy Reid looked spooked. He was like, you know, and that made me so sad for him. And I was trying so hard in my head to think it's okay. They're boys. It's fine. This is what boys do. But I was like, come on, that little old man, come on. And then when I was watching the interviews afterward, Andy Reid and Travis both kind of laughed it off. They were like, oh yeah, whatever, like, heat of the game. And I was just showing him how much I loved him. That's what Travis said. But I'm like, that's what abusive husbands say. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but see, this is where, okay, to me, the larger conversation is what the personality of pretty much anybody but a quarterback is, the whole thing's a bit of the ick. Like, so similarly to him being like, put me in, coach, I'm ready to play. Oh, today. Oh. Okay, so I didn't realize this last game. Number one on my list was the biggest ick. So I had my first Travis ick last time we watched football when he did the fight for your right to party thing. But I guess that's what he does every time he wins one of the AFC championships or whatever, according to the you know, talking heads. And I thought it couldn't get worse than that until...
Viva Las Vegas.
So many notes on that. Like, first of all, if we could... You're with Taylor Swift, Trav. Why don't you create an original call and response moving forward and actually have a thing that's yours? First of all, the fact that it's like, what do we always say? We're rooting for the... And then the audience is like, Chiefs. It's like, okay, first of all, that's not a good call and response. Next, we're doing...
Because all their other shit got canceled because it was racist against Native Americans. So
why would they change the Redskins and not the Chiefs?
It's right. No, well, okay, they probably used to have a better call and response, but they had to delete it, so this is their new one. But the reason they didn't change it is because they say, and I looked this up, that they consulted with all of the Native Americans in the surrounding area, and they all said they're okay with it.
And I have a black friend. I have a black friend.
Right. They need to change the name. Someone tweeted... Name.
It's a precedent. It's a precedent thing.
Yeah, someone tweeted a picture of the Chiefs end zone and it said "end racism" really above it.
That was unbelievable. Wondering. That's on my list. I was going to ask you if that was something that the internet made or if that's actually on the field.
I think it was real. It was real. That's I have
tone
to say,
deaf to me. That's really tone deaf to me.
It's extremely tone deaf. It's extremely tone deaf. But back to the Viva Las Vegas thing. I think your first instinct on Travis was the right one, which is he is a man who. He speaks with his body, and that's why we're so happy for Taylor.
Right, that's why the tongue out and the grunts are actually like saying more than any cover song.
Right, He's not a words guy. You've probably seen his old you've seen his old tweets when he's like, yeah, he just saw this squirrel and it had a nut in his mouth. Yeah,
I thought it was charming, but and, you
it's
know.
Charming, but it's not. I mean, he's not a wordsmith, and he's right. Not really like, here's what the real tea is. His brother Jason Kelsey is like sort of America's big brother. He is so lovable. He never puts a foot wrong, I would say, based on what I've seen from him. And he famously, after the Eagles won their most recent Super Bowl, inshallah there will be more, he did this big speech in a mummer's costume, and it was called his big thing in it was like, hungry dogs run faster and we're underdogs, and that was his whole thing. So
better
I think
writing, better writing,
much better writing, sort of. They're both lovable for different reasons, but Jason is more, he's the statesman of the two. You know what
Absolutely.
I mean?
Absolutely.
And I think Travis was going for a Jason hungry dogs run faster moment.
Oh, are you that to me is an even bigger insult of him, because
I know. Yeah.
Look, if not only is Taylor Swift standing there on the field, staring you down, waving, blowing kisses, even if he just did Viva Las Vegas one, Viva Las Vegas. Woo. All right. We're in Vegas. We all know that. Then he did the next line, Viva Las Vegas.
Right, he was kind of running out. He was kind of running out the clock to sort of make it seem speech-like, but he couldn't think of any other words.
And then, right, first of all, we don't need to hear from you right now. Actually, you don't have anything to say. Don't say it at all. But then he did the chorus of Viva Las Vegas, and then it came time for the pitch to change, Viva, Viva. And these are not big vocal jumps. The octave is in the same octave house. He simply could not get up the stairs even one note. And so it ended up being Viva Las Vegas, Viva Las Vegas. And he's out of breath. And then Taylor's in the audience doing her best to be like, that's my man. But there's no way that she wasn't like, we're going to have to talk about this at some point. I think the last two games have been her first moments of being like, okay, so I don't know how football works. I know, like, the fact that the even fans are responding to "you got to fight for your right" and they all scream to party is so embarrassing. It's so middle America. It's like, it's already a song. Like, this yeah. is just not, it's not a good one. You got to fight for your right to continue to have a livelihood. Get fucking real.
I know. I think that the two of them, if they're going to survive as a couple, they need to be unickable, because the two of them, they're both ick central. Like,
well, and then she had that great ick quote. Like, she actually is ready for this, because she's like, cut the part of me that's cringe about him on that needs to let, like, what was her? I loved her quote, but I can't remember now. Like,
yeah, something about
be cringe about being cringe.
Yeah, you should be cringe about cringing or something like that, because she's a dork. And so is he. He's like a really hot dork. She's also a hot dork. Like, they're unickable, I'm telling you. If he didn't get the ick from her at the Grammys last week abusing Celine Dion, she didn't get the ick from him abusing Andy Reid. The two of them, what's next? They're going to show up at the Oscars and murder Betty White? She's already dead, but that was the first old person I could think of. They are the first couple of elder abuse, I'm telling you. What is it with them and old people?
Judy Dench.
Friend of the pod, my cousin Amy, had an interesting theory. She said that the Illuminati, if there is an Illuminati, one of their things for how to get in is you have to be publicly humiliated. So maybe the two
what?
Of them, I know, but there's no Illuminati. It's not real. But if it is, and if that's how you get in, they're shoo-ins.
Oh, yeah. Hey, welcome to the Illuminati. They're probably, I mean, not him. This was maybe his sort of final audition. But I feel like Taylor's had a lot of pub ease. But the other thing that spiritual Twitter was really pushing on me this morning when I was scrolling, and I was like, what? Was
you
all the evidence that
internets. It's so funny.
It's so funny.
I've never seen a spiritual tweet in my life. Not a single one.
No, it's so interesting. Well, let me be clear. Spiritual tweets are not actually all oftentimes the spiritual tweets are in fact not spiritual whatsoever. And that's why the whole thing is a bit of a, you know, you got to pick and choose who you like, whether it's politics or spiritual online people to follow. But a lot of the wait. Okay, two things. Number one, I kept seeing things where there was the gif of Travis screaming at Andy Reid during the game, and it was basically saying like, oh no, that's what Candace Owens was like, he's all the way vaxxed up. Like, she
oh
had
my
some,
God, stop.
She had, I can't remember, I screenshot it, but it was like, vaxxed the fuck up is like what she heard. She like retweeted about it. It's like, okay, relax. He was screaming before this vax, and we've all been vaccinated from the time we were 6 months old. So like, can we blame all of our rage on all the vaxes? I'm fine with that. But
that's ridiculous. That's what ridiculous. Spiritual Twitter is talking about.
So that's one of the things. The other thing is that they have all of this proof that Ice Spice is not only just an industry plant, but she is Illuminati. She did this a few times, and then she did some devil sign, and then she was holding up her upside down cross on the Jumbotron while Taylor was chugging her beer or whatever.
Oh my God, that's so funny. What a goofball. I'm team Ice Spice now ever since
oh, yeah.
I watched this game. And every time they cut to her, Sarah, someone was explaining football to her. And
oh,
she
I
was,
know.
And
yeah.
she was like, oh,
yeah.
Oh, you could see it in her face the whole time. It was so funny.
No,
that
she's
is
a
so
hilarious
funny.
Character.
To
She's
sit
a
in a
very
million,
funny character.
to sit in a $1 million box at the biggest sporting event of the year in America. And you didn't know what the game is so funny. I love her.
So to me, there was one of two things happening. Either she actually is just like a really cute. I think she's also really young. Like, I think she's like not their age. She's very little sister vibes. But I either thought that, because like there was that moment. It reminded me of that moment that I made fun of months ago.
Oh, yeah. She's 24. Her frontal lobe's not even fully
developed. She's a little freaking baby, not even near her Saturn return. So like, it's possible that she actually is that naive. And similar, like, this whole game gave me a fond memory of when at the VMAs when Taylor was like, it's Demi Lovato's next, and then she's holding Ice Spice's hand and lip syncing in her face, no doubt spitting all over her eyeballs, and you could see Ice Spice being like, I don't know this one. It was like a heart attack. And speaking of which, we didn't mention it, but I want to say shout out to Demi for doing heart attack recently at some cardiovascular event, doctor's event. So funny. But either way,
so
I think Ice
ridiculous.
Spice is just being welcomed to the world a little bit. Either that, or she, for her job, is going to go. And it's Taylor Swift. You're going to go. But I do not think they're friends. And I think there's a possibility that she was pretending not to know about football, just like playing dumb, just to sort of like pass the time and let these people talk to her about something. Oh,
right. Because she's
oh,
so
yeah.
young, and she's like, what am I going to say to all these
right.
Midwestern 50-plus-year-old white people?
Right. If I
I
ended up
guess
in
I'll just let
Ireland,
them explain this game to me.
if I ended up in Ireland for Christmas one year and we went to Midnight Mass, there may be some things that I wouldn't know off the top of my head. But in general, like, I've been to a bunch. I never date Jews. I go to lots of Midnight Masses. That you could say to me every year at midnight, the night before, and I would go, oh, cool. I'm not going to be like, I fucking know. Like,
Yeah.
Sometimes, especially with your family. Like,
oh, you think there's a possibility people were just mansplaining it to her and
yeah.
she was. Oh,
I think she was like,
okay.
Wow, thanks. Yeah. But grateful because there was nothing to talk about.
Yeah, for sure. Really funny. I loved Taylor Swift and Blake Lively's outfits. Taylor should
wow.
have worn that to the Grammys. It looked way better.
That is Taylor's look. When she goes a little sporty Spice, it really works.
Yeah, you're right. It really does. It really does. And I loved
really works.
Blake's hair. I guess that's her natural texture. So cute.
I have to be honest, Blake, I don't know if I've ever even said this out loud before. Blake's always kind of bothered me.
Oh my God. Okay, why? Tell me.
I think
I'm
it's
gonna get
similar.
I'm gonna get up and make a bottle so you monologue about this because
Okay,
I know
great.
you can do it.
Yeah, for sure. So the thing about Blake is that, you know, Gossip Girl is all-time cool beginning. And in that role, I thought she was perfect. It's funny too, because I also don't really like Ryan Reynolds, but I get where both of them are Taylor Swift, specifically Taylor Swift friends. Like, I actually thought Blake looked so ridiculous yesterday. I mean, I thought Ryan Reynolds had he tweeted like something like, has anyone seen my wife or something like that. I think to do your hair like that, to wear $1 million worth of gold jewelry and otherwise dressed like Flava Flav is like, no, she literally, if she had a big clock on her neck, she would have been Halloween Flava Flav.
What?
I thought she just looked preposterous. And that's the thing. It's part of why
it worked for me. I don't know why.
Well, here's the thing, though. You're more confident. So I think we've talked about this before, but like, for the record, as somebody who, even at my thinnest, I have dumps like a truck. Guys, like, what? Right? Are you bloated? Did you have a problem? No, it's just the build of all the women in my family. And I sometimes, when I wear heels, I am aware that my legs look better. The outfit looks better. I feel sexier. The minute I step out of the house in heels, sometimes I'm like, everyone knows that I'm trying. Like, I can't explain it. I feel like overdressed because I'm like wearing something show stopping. It's like, I feel like Blake.
What's wrong with trying?
Well,
I thought you were from New Jersey. We're like supposed to be the queens of high effort looks.
Right. But I am a Lilith rising, Chiron rising. I'm a rebel leader in that way. And it's the one thing about, I mean, it's also like different when we're talking about certain scenarios. Like if we're going clubbing or if we're, you know what I mean? Like I'm down to actually zhuzh it up to go try to fuck, you know, or to whatever. But like, I feel like when it comes to, I don't know. I don't like to look like I like want to be prettier than I am somehow. It's my own insecurity, but I feel like
I always want to look. I always look like that.
I think you do it really well though. Actually, I think like you really do beauty in a very natural way.
Thank you. I think Blake was just going sporty spice. She was just going for a sporty look.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm also not into matchy matchy.
Okay. All right. All right.
I just thought it was funny. I thought, like, put a clock on her. She looks like Flava Flav.
Yeah, I guess. Did you like how Kylie Kelsey famously, Jason's wife, refuses to ever wear a non-Eagles team jersey. She will, even when the Eagles don't make it to the Super Bowl and the Chiefs, her brother-in-law's team, do, she still won't wear Chiefs apparel, and she showed up in a random like Cincinnati t-shirt so that she wouldn't be wearing Chiefs clothing. So funny. On Twitter, they're calling her the Duchess of Delco. I love it.
Whoa.
I know. Go Birds. So I thought that was really, really fun. Did you see him, Jason Kelsey, at the after parties dancing around in a Lucha Libre mask?
Is that what you just sent me just now?
Yes.
Yeah. But I was confused though, because was that him in the Lucha Libre mask?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Kissing in the back, hugging and kissing, and then there was someone else in the mask?
No, that was Travis and Taylor were hugging and kissing and singing Love Story to each other. And then the camera pans to Jason, his brother.
Oh, it was Jason. Booth,
dancing around. Oh, that's incredible. A Lucha Libre mask.
That's fabulous. Yeah, they're very fun boys. They're very fun boys.
I know. He reminds me so much of Nick. Like when he...
Well, they have similar charts, literally.
Him and Jason?
They're both on the Taurus Scorpio axis.
Like, I'm telling you, I think they look alike.
Yeah.
I think that Nick would also be dancing around in a Lucha Libre mask if we were at a Super Bowl after party. He would also probably take his shirt off at a Buffalo Bills game. Like, they are twinsies. It's so funny.
Well, and I also feel like Kylie... So, what do I think about her not actually ever wearing anything but Eagles football apparel? I think it's fucking awesome. I absolutely love it. I think she's the coolest one in this whole story by far. And if Jason is analogous to Nick, you're the, oh my God, what's Kylie? You're the Kylie.
Oh, that's fun. We love it.
Kind of what exciting.
What can you tell me about Patrick Mahomes? He is like, did you ever hear him speak?
Yeah. It's really, you know, he's such a
goofball.
He's an interesting sort of case study in not all athletes are objectively going to just be attractive because of it. Like, he's not hot. And like, his voice is so, he should take voice lessons. Bring it. Can you bring it a little bit lower into your gut? Can you speak from your diaphragm, Pat? I mean,
right. He doesn't have to be talking like that.
But it's like, that's the thing with everybody. Patrick, when he's after the game's talking, and then Travis screaming into everybody's ear. Both of those things the sport could do without.
Well, I kind of love it though, because like, these guys are sort of like,
they're authentic.
They're authentic. And Patrick is a geek and Travis is a dork. And I'm just, yeah. It's kind of fun to see like a geek dork duo winning the Super Bowl. Like, it's new.
Winning the Super Bowl over, and it's like, actually the geek dorks are the best athletes. Like,
right.
Wow.
It's crazy. I love it. I think it's really good. I think it's very much like Age of Aquarius. Don't you?
I actually very much do. And I also think that it's nice to see Britney's sports. Did you see Britney Sports Illustrated bathing suits?
Britney Mahomes? What? Yeah. She posed in them?
No. Oh my God. Yes. Google it really quickly. I have to blow my nose real quick. I'm going to grab a tissue. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. This is so important. Because we could talk about their charts. No. She.
I also really like her.
Bro, she fucking crushes. No, you're gonna die. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Okay, wait. She was in Sports Illustrated.
Wait, I'm listening, but actually have to pee really bad.
Yeah, go ahead. I also am going to, while you're doing this, oh my God, she looks so good. Brittany, go girl. In the monokini? Oh my God. Most people can't pull that off. I can't because I have a fridge body. Holy shit, she looks amazing. And okay, here is what I saw last night that I was asking Sarah about. That I don't understand. Why did Jackson Mahomes get turned away from the VIP area and Brittany Mahomes, his sister-in-law, Patrick Mahomes' wife, is standing there shrugging, watching while he gets turned away? So, okay, I've Googled it. I have a story from Distractify. Jackson Mahomes is one of the most hated figures in the NFL community by Allison DeGrush. Thank you, Allison, for your service. So, okay. It says, yes, everybody hates him. He is a social media star. He stirs the pot, and his controversial actions have landed him in jail. Oh my God, he got arrested in May 2023. Why did he get arrested? These stories, you know, I've written for websites like this and they make you drag it out as long as possible. I should not have clicked on Distractify, but that is my cross to bear. Oh, Jesus, this isn't fun at all. In May 2023, Jackson Mahomes was arrested for aggravated sexual battery. Ooh, he was booked at 7:42 a.m. in Kansas. What are you doing in Kansas at 7:42 a.m.,
Cocaine.
Aggravatedly sexually assaulting people. So what did he do? He was accused of assaulting a waiter and the owner.
Oh, no, wait, I was thinking a girl for sure, and I was thinking it was because of cocaine, but a waiter,
wait, listen,
you got
to
issues.
Listen to this. Mahomes allegedly shoved a 19-year-old male waiter multiple times and then forcibly kissed the 40-year-old female restaurant owner.
He's gay. I'll have to cut that up.
That does sound a little bit closeted and weird. Like,
right, really, really like, no, I'm not.
Yeah. Shortly after the incident, which was caught on surveillance video, Mahomes' attorney said he did nothing wrong. Our investigation has revealed substantial evidence refuting the claims of Jackson's accuser, including the statements of several witnesses. We've reached out to law enforcement, blah, 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 blah. Well, you know what? I don't know. I think I probably think that it happened. Why would someone make that up? It's so specific to shove a guy and then forcibly kiss a woman. That's so weird.
If it is made up, we will change your voice on a voice. Please step forward and tell us how hard you were laughing and what the fuck you were thinking. Because yeah, otherwise that's simply a true story. I mean, what would be, and he's also like a non, if anything, maybe he made it up. Like, to right, like, for, I wish I had some attention, just like Patty.
Yeah, to be like, I'm getting canceled. Hell.
Yeah, I'm relevant.
He had a social media spar with a Kansas City bar. He,
oh, wow, that's a nice rhyme.
Yeah, it is. Well, that was page six. I mean, that's when love you get real journalism. You
thanks,
get rhymes.
Girls.
Yeah. So, okay, everybody hates Jackson Mahomes. Brittany doesn't care that he couldn't get into the VIP. So, good for her. We love Brittany. She looks amazing in Sports Illustrated. What can you tell me about the charts?
So, Brittany Mahomes, this is never going to surprise you. Ne'er a surprise shall have. Okay, Virgo sun.
Oh,
that's why she'd be looking perfect out here.
Mm-hmm.
Sag moon, that's why she's like, yeah, put me in red and throw me in Sports Illustrated, baby.
Wow, love it. She's fun. Wouldn't it be so fun to be a football girlfriend at the Super Bowl? Just imagine.
I mean, Molly, I feel like, are you gaslighting me? Have I not made it clear that that's my number one dream that I could possibly imagine for myself on Earth? And I know, that's a bad way to say it, but that's all I've ever fucking wanted.
You actually date athletes. You
well,
are putting
like
your
they're,
money where
they're
your mouth
college,
is.
It's like the glory days are over. Randy's Tonight Show was almost like one like final gusto of watching my man in the stands. But like all of my athletes have now aged out of like sports.
Well, you know what? There's always May, December.
A really young guy.
Yeah, and I think that Travis is our age.
Yeah, but like he's like, I just feel like Taylor and I'm not on Raya, I guess what I'm saying. I'm not on Raya.
You should get on Raya. I got on Raya and it actually helped me learn what it was like to be a man because I actually got rejected for the first time in my life. It was the first time that I would like match with people and message them and they would not respond. Because think about who's on Raya. I'm ugly on Raya. I'm like one of the ugly girls. So I would match with these people. I matched with Michael Che. I matched with the joke rapper Little Dicky. I matched with yeah. And I messaged both of them and they didn't respond.
Just like layers. It's not just that you got rejected. It's that you got rejected by white rapper Little Dicky.
Yeah. I matched with Malcolm McDowell's son, who is now married to, wait for it, Lily Collins.
Whoa.
I know. And Malcolm McDowell's son, to his credit, is the only person who actually, like, you know, tossed me a bone and spoke to me on that app. Like, he chatted with me a little bit. And then I think he probably Googled me and saw that I was cringe and stopped talking to me because, like, he was talking to me for a couple days and I didn't say anything cringe. So he probably just didn't like my Instagram or something. And then the other person that I matched with on Raya was a publisher of a bunch of, you know, millennial catering websites. And that's the only person off Raya that I went on a date with. And it was the worst date of my life. It was horrible.
Why?
Because he was, oh my God. So, okay, I matched with this guy. This is going to be a blind item. He owns millennial women catering websites, okay, for the most part. And I matched with him and I said to him, because I didn't think he was cute, I was like, I don't want to go on a date. I'm on here for networking because people do use Raya for networking. And he was like, okay, cool. Let's network, because I was an editor at a millennial women catering website at the time. So
that seems organic.
Yeah. So I was like, okay. So the day that we're supposed to meet, he's like, you're about to have the best date of your life. And I was
okay,
like,
okay, relax.
I know. I was like, it's not a date. We're networking. And he was like, okay. So I get there and my intern at the time was the hostess at the restaurant. Yes. And she was like, what are you doing here? And I was like, I'm meeting up with this guy. And she was like, not this guy. And I was like, yeah. And she was like, oh my God, Molly, he comes here 3 times a week. He always sits in this back booth and he moves closer and closer to the girl that he's with and then starts making out with her by the end.
Oh,
and I was
my
like,
God.
I know. And I was like, ew, I'm not going to make out with him. He's not cute. I literally told him 3 times that I'm not here for a date. I'm just here to literally network and like try to get a job. So I sat down and he just was disgusting. I wrote down everything disgusting that he said. He kept being like I said, I couldn't have gluten. And he was like, oh, that's 3 points off. And then I said that I like knew about World War II or something. And he's like, oh, that's 5 points for you. Like he was like giving me points and like taking points away, detracting points throughout the date. And then he tried. Right. And I was giving every signal that I was not into it. Like I was moving away from him, like leaning away from him and everything. And then he still was like trying to move close to me and make out with me. It was horrible. Oh, he told me that I had eyeliner, that my eyeliner was smudged. And I was like, yeah, because I didn't stop and fix my makeup on the way home because this isn't a date because like, I don't like you. And he was like, oh, that's so cute. And then he still like tried to make out with me at the end and he invited me to go to his house with him. And I was like, no.
I want to say if you would make out with me, whether my eyeliner was smudged or not, no need to mention it.
Right.
If it's bothering you, I'll fix it.
It was a neg. It was a neg.
It was a neg.
Yeah. He was trying to like lower my self-esteem so that I would feel bad about myself enough to make out with him.
By the way, you look a little bit bad right now.
Right. It's like, okay, then like leave. But so then I never used Raya again. And I actually gave Nick my number like the next day because I was just like, I'm done dating. This is so stupid.
And wait, you met Nick at a bar?
No, I met him through friends.
Oh, see, that's like the way to do it.
I know, but it's impossible nowadays because no one hits on anyone anymore because they're all scared.
Well,
they're scared that someone's going to go on a podcast and talk about how disgusting they were on a date.
Well, for the record, I say that at the top. So there's nothing to be scared of as much as if you're going to date Travis Kelce, you need to know that he's going to think it's so cool to do song lyrics and not even change keys or note. I mean, yeah, I'm haunted by Viva! He just should have ended after One Viva Las Vegas.
That didn't bother me as much as the push. That's so funny that like...
No, the push didn't bother me at all. I thought that's how he raised those boys.
I'm like, the physical violence bothered me. And you're like, the not a good one bothered me.
The not a good one. Absolutely. Yeah. No, to me, look, after watching that very, very long documentary about every day that David Beckham has played football professionally, it was abundantly clear that locker room stuff, not that it's like, I that was over the top to me, not that it should be violent, but like, I mean, these are like the gladiators. These are modern gladiators.
They all yell at each other.
Yeah.
Like they're all yelling at each other when they're coming on the field, coming off the field. Like they're all just like,
and they're also wearing headsets that are plugged into multiple audio feeds. So like him getting in Andy's face like that, not only was it performative, but it's not like he was actually hurting Andy's eardrum. He had headphones on.
Okay. You're making excuses for him. I'm worried.
No, it's not an excuse. It's not an excuse. I have no problem with it. I think that's how you communicate. That's how athletes communicate when they're like, coach, it's the Super Bowl. I think that that's like what, I think that he has unspoken permission from Andy to do that. And that's why after the game, Andy was like, oh, yeah. No, he just really wanted to get back in there. I think Andy actually needed to see that from him, which is the point of him doing that, because he actually was sucking balls out there.
Yeah, but I think that Andy felt a little cucked, and he was just like, oh, yeah, it didn't bother me. Yeah, no, man. No, well, it's totally cool.
Yeah, but that's only right because actually, apparently, according to, I think, maybe headlines or just me, like, kind of interpreting, Travis had originally felt cucked because it turns out Andy actually had met Taylor before Travis.
Where did he meet Taylor?
Taylor and her dad were big time Eagles fans.
Yeah.
And they met. Did Andy Reid work for the Eagles at some point?
Oh, he must have. I have no idea.
They met back in his Eagles days.
Oh, okay.
Now, well, I have to fact check that. I might not be right, but I think I'm right.
Okay. I also have to tell you, I've been seeing some really disparaging TikToks about Taylor and how her dad kind of bought her career. And I need to fact check it, but I'm going to
send them to you. But you can't buy talent. It doesn't matter if like you have supportive parents.
I know, but Sarah, you are so talented. And if you had parents that were going to buy a million copies of your first album, you also would be Taylor now.
Wait, that's what it was?
Allegedly. Yeah. But anyway, okay, what do you think is next for, Patrick and Brittany Mahomes, I'm saying I want them to have a reality show. I really like them. I'm sorry I imitated his voice.
I don't really want to hear his voice, actually. I think he's better left unheard.
But he's a goof, and I like that, and I like her, and they have kids. I'm really into, like, watching people raise their kids now, so yeah. I can, you know, judge it and make myself feel better or worse based on what they're doing on television. I'm really into that. What do you think is next for Taylor and Travis?
Well.
Do you think either one of them has the ick after these two ick-worthy weeks? Two icks in a row. Two instances of elder abuse in a row.
Right. Elder abuse. I mean, look, first of all, it's possible that Taylor and Celine Dion had an interaction that we didn't even see, but maybe she was so stiff that the TV gods were like, cut it. We don't want to show her just acting like a, you know.
Taylor didn't even make eye contact with her. The thing is, like, she didn't even reflexively say thank you. And that is a little monstrous to me.
Wait, no. Actually, though, this brings me up something I want to say. I actually have a new theory I want to throw out there.
Okay.
I think Taylor and Lana before the event, because essentially Taylor took Lana as her date and vice versa. They were there, like,
both invited because they were both nominated.
Right. But they like went together. Like they pre-gamed together. They were arm in arm the whole time. They were there together. I think they did mushrooms or something beforehand.
I would like that more than what I saw.
That's what I think is going on, because even Taylor's speeches, aside from just pretending she'd never seen Celine, it also was like her speeches were a little.
Yeah, but she's always like that. She's always like that, like faux humility. Wait, let's listen. We forgot to talk about Beyonce's new album.
Oh, right. Okay, so Beyonce had a big night too, and there's a few astrology pieces I want to get to before we wrap up, but what did you think of Beyonce's rollout?
I didn't see it because, unfortunately, I live in Europe and I don't get to see any of the commercials, which is like 2/3 of the fun of the Super Bowl, or a third. We'll give it a third. I didn't get to see the commercials, so I just saw what I saw on social media. I love Beyonce. She can do no wrong in my eyes. And I'm really excited for this new era, especially the fact that it's country. I think that that's great.
I'm in. Yeah.
I can't wait.
I'm loving it. I feel like it's interesting that we're sort of entering this new era with Pluto moving into Aquarius and all the planets slowly ending their time in Capricorn and hitting Pluto in Aquarius and moving into Aquarius. I love that we're sort of like ending and beginning this new era, like with our girls in the front. Like, this is actually going to be a huge Q1 for not only Taylor, but Beyonce, Ariana, Lana. Who else is having a big? Dua's coming out with an album. Like, I feel like the pop star A-team is really ready for the next iteration, and it really gives me something to look forward to during these dark times.
Yeah, it's great. I'm really happy about it. Yeah,
I'm so excited.
I'm really excited for Wicked. I don't know why they broke it into two parts.
Money.
I don't think I realized that until today.
I think it's because, well, first of all, just to get more money for it, but I think it's because it was all very, like, elaborate. Like, I think it's I'm making shit up. Forget what I'm about to say. Forget that. But I will say, in watching the previews, I thought Ariana looked absolutely gorgeous. And I just sort of remembered, like, oh, yeah, like the camera does, like, the film camera does distort the image in a particular way where I could see where, like, as in her Glendale, like, she looked fucking amazing. She didn't strike me as too anything, even too blonde, washed out. She was very present. I think that, like, I think she's going to be amazing in it. And I think we have to really see Ariana as more than just a pop star. And that's been the whole point this whole time for her. And I'm looking forward to her reminding us that actually she started on Broadway and she's an actor.
Yeah, I'm down for her to be an actor for sure. I'm ready. Something else that struck me with the J-Lo documentary was how it was so unheard of for her to be an actor and a singer. And now that that was, she kind of like made that blueprint for all the Disney girls and everything, you know, like everyone kind of did that after her.
I was going to say, like, she was too old for Disney, but actually it's the other way around. Disney was emulating, like, they were basically making mini J-Lo's. They were finding mini J-Lo's and raising them to be the thing that she actually did sort of pioneer.
Yeah. What do I think is next for Travis and Taylor?
Well, the big question is, like, so the whole thing was like, are you going to get engaged right after the Super Bowl? And he's like, there's only one, right? He's got to stop with the AVE. The voice has got to, you got to work on that. But
oh my God, I saw
that was really annoying to me.
I saw something really funny on Twitter and I'm only quoting it. It was a picture of Taylor at the Grammys and it said, he has to give her a necklace every time he uses the black scent. Remember, she has so many necklaces.
And they're all like another $3,000, 87 necklace. I could get you this from the beach side, from the boardwalk, babe. Like, I'm like, hang on. Let me get you a cheapo one. No, I mean, I love this that.
I don't think she can get the ick. Like, she's unickable with this guy. She would have gotten the ick already from the AAVE.
Yeah, right, right. I mean, I think no matter what in relationships, it's always on some level, when you really get into it, a give and take. And I think, I mean, what I do think is kind of interesting is I have been feeling these pangs of sadness. It sounds so crazy. It sounds crazy, but I've been sort of feeling pangs of sadness for Joe Alwyn.
Why? He was embarrassed of her success. I hated him, and I'm not even a Swiftie, but I just feel like, fuck him.
Well, but here's the thing. Something that I just want to remind everybody as this relationship goes down in flames, as promised by the next album, he was her creative partner. They wrote together. He won as many Grammys as she did for the albums that they made together. Like, and that is very romantic. Like, I want to be clear, Travis is probably not going to join her in Stewed unless he's doing Turn Down for What in the background or something. You know what I mean?
Did you, like, get chills when Turn Down for What started in the Super Bowl halftime show? I was like, oh my God, Turn Down for What?
I know, I was so, I felt so, the halftime show made me just feel so nostalgic for my youth. And like, this was one of the first times I've been like, oh, I like feel old because now I'm like the parent that this is geared towards. Like,
right, like we are the Super Bowl halftime show demographic. We are like, because we are the ones with middle-aged spending abilities now, hopefully, sometimes.
Like, I don't know. I just felt like, oh, I mean, speaking of this, the halftime show though, and I do have some astrology that might be interesting here. What did you think of the controversial back from behind hug between Usher and Alicia? Everybody online is Swizz Beatz better watch out.
I'm so happy you brought that up because, okay. So I think that it's no big deal. They're playing a role. It's like Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga,
right?
You know, at the Oscars. They both know that it's just for fun and it's just, they're selling the song, you know? But then when I was watching the Super Bowl for 9 hours today, I took a break to work out. And one of the things I did
for 9 hours.
Yeah, it took so long. I'm telling you, I was watching because I took a break to work out and shower.
And it was still on.
And it took me like 8 hours really to get through it because I kept pausing it. But anyway, I took a break to work out and I did Peloton has a dance cardio class with Usher songs. And Usher shows up at the end and you're doing this choreography to the Usher songs and he just pops up and it's amazing. But he kind of like, I don't want to use the word sexually harass, but the fact that it's a workplace, it sort of is like, you could kind of be like he's sexually harassing one of the instructors. He's being flirty, but like he says, and her name is Allie Love, and she famously is married. She had a really cringe multi-week wedding Instagram campaign that, like, you can look it up. People wrote about it at the time. It was hilarious. Oh,
I hate that shit. Yeah.
I know. Well, I did that shit too, but she is.
Yours was not what I'm talking about when I say I hate that shit. You.
Okay. Okay.
That's
okay.
Not. I will be the judge of Allie Love. I'll be checking in a minute.
Yeah, check it out. But so he was saying to her, like, ooh, Allie, you're like shaking your booty a little too much. And then he was doing, there was a part where you're doing like upward dog and he's like, AKA the happy husband. And the instructors are like, like they, you can tell they feel so awkward because like there are no sex jokes in Peloton classes.
That's like an SNL sketch though. Like that is like sketch comedy funny.
Yeah. Like it's, you can tell they're so uncomfortable. He's kind of like going up, not grinding on them, but like dancing on them for the last song that he comes in for. And you're just like, oh my God, this has never happened in a Peloton setting. And
it's so funny.
I just think he's playing a role. Like, I think that's his role. And it can veer into maybe if it was a normal situation, it would be inappropriate. But like, he's playing a character. And that's like, it's part of his shtick to the extent that in the beginning of the halftime show when they had that little like rated you jokey
right
thing,
rated at the you bottom, already right
yeah at the bottom it was like may cause relationship problems
right like which is also sort of sweet in a way though because it's like no the reason that he actually feels comfortable enough to be hitting on everybody like that I think is because he also contains this other side that's sort of comfortably corny. Like this isn't D'Angelo, how does it feel? This is Usher.
Yeah, but Usher's really hot and sexy.
I mean, he certainly can dance. But then it's like, I don't know. I think he is hot and sexy, but for me it's less that he's hot and sexy and more that he gave me permission to maybe like grind at like the eighth grade dance. You know, like yeah. I think he's more permission given even in Peloton in that way where he's like make it sexy
yeah I guess,
but I'm not specifically attracted to him, whereas like D'Angelo, how does it feel? I'm like, give me that penis V.
Yeah, that was, yeah, I guess so. Okay, do we have anything else we need to say?
I have a few things real quick. During the Super Bowl, the sun was in Aquarius, we know. The moon was in Pisces. Usher, Pisces moon. Usher also has a chart twin out there by the name of his number one fan, Kim K. They are both Libra sun, Pisces moons.
Are you serious? Because it's so funny to me how they're like besties and she's not friends with any other straight men.
Chart
like,
twins.
Oh, that's so cute and funny.
She actually loves Pisces moons. This was like the first time that she like may or may not have stepped out with Odell Beckham as her BF. Odell, just like Kanye and just like Kim and Ursh. Pisces moons.
I don't think she and Odell Beckham are dating.
I don't think they're dating.
Yeah, he's not even on a team anymore. Didn't he retire or is he still playing? Oh, he's only 31.
Don't you sometimes just like having a hot guy around when you're single just to kind of be like, there's a guy here?
And I could if I wanted to.
Right. Yeah. But like either way, it's just nice to have a guy around. It's actually totally platonic, but then it can be flirty in that way, but there's not actually any pressure. That's what I think is going on. Also, I think this is like her equivalent to when Courtney befriended Justin Bieber.
Yeah. And I also just think she already dated a football player and like Kim is so brand conscious. She's not going to repeat an earlier evolution of her brand. Like,
I agree.
She went football player, rapper, comedian that everyone is talking about and everyone dates, like just to prove to everybody that she still got it and like she can date 100. A younger guy, like something, the next guy that she actually dates that she's seen in public with is going to be a different evolution,
right?
You know?
he's gonna invent what we now know as Google, whatever the future version of WoW and it came to become Google is. She's gonna date the next like tech entrepreneur.
I think she's gonna date, yeah, either a tech entrepreneur or someone who's involved with like law or politics.
Right. Now that I would like, but yeah, I think either way she's gonna. Yeah, I think that the athletes are done for her. Speaking of which, though, there was the box. So like, there was obviously the Taylor Swift fun party house box. Then there were the other celebrity boxes that were getting cutaways as well. I was so pleased to see how sparse and boring the Bieber Haley box was, and Khloe Kardashian is sitting there on her phone, looking at her phone the whole time, every cutaway, and obviously they're alone, just looking miserable. And I was just like, Khloe, just pretend to be having fun.
Yeah, that's
like,
weird.
What are you doing? You're on the Jumbotron.
Yeah, I'm over. I mean, I am never one of those Kardashian haters, but I feel like we're, again, evolving past them a little
bit. That.
Like, it's not really interesting to see them at a thing. And it's not really, what did you think about, everyone thought that Bieber was going to perform and like pop up. And I wasn't saying, because everyone was so hyped up and excited about it. So I didn't say to anybody, this is never going to happen, but I knew it was never going to happen.
Wait, so I'm really glad they brought that up, because that was on my list of questions for you, which is, why was everyone even thinking that?
Because Usher was Bieber's mentor.
So the fuck what? Like,
I know.
And that's like, so ridiculous.
I know. It was clear that he wasn't going to do it because, first of all, Bieber sort of not eclipsed him, but became so huge. He was the biggest guy for a while, you know? And like,
yeah.
Why would you? I think it would be a weird move to put him on your stage when he doesn't need it. Do you know what I mean? Like, if he wants
yes.
to do Super Bowl, he's going to do his own Super Bowl halftime show. And the other thing is, Bieber doesn't really perform anymore. Like,
no, he's actually in, I believe, now I sort of want to say I think it's of the Christian variety, so I'm slightly nervous, but I think he's just like in intensive therapy.
Right. Like, I think he hates performing. I think he hates that he was a pop star. He obviously loves the money, because that's what all these people forget when they start complaining about their fame is, hello, you would
yeah.
be working at McDonald's if it wasn't for this, but whatever. But he, like, I don't think he's kind of in retirement.
I think I think he's in a crisis moment. I think he's sort of like really having an existential moment with himself.
Yeah. And music is not part of that. He does not seem to have any interest in it anymore whatsoever.
Well, what he likes to do, it seems, is that he likes to show up at these like sort of like small LA events and kind of surprise Justy's here with like people his own age, and then he'll get on stage and like do a cover with someone and it's like, whoa. But yeah, I don't think he's that into, I think he's just like chilling and trying to grit his teeth and stay married. Real quick though, but I want to say, read the astrology. Part of why we saw that deep chemistry between Alicia and Usher during this halftime show is because Usher, Libra Sun, connects on a soul level with not only Alicia Keys' Aquarius Sun, and it's Aquarius season, but she has a Libra Moon. So
wow.
Usher and Alicia have that Libra Moon, Libra Sun connection. Speaking of which, Brittany Mahomes, I said it before, Virgo Sun, Sag Moon. Pat Mahomes, Virgo Sun, Cancer Moon. The foursome from hell or our dreams, depending on the day. Are we fighting for our right, or are we actually just shutting the fuck up and winning? Taylor Swift, Sag Sun, Cancer Moon. Travis Kelce, Libra Sun, Sag Moon. But what is it that here that's happening? Brittany has a moon in Sag. Travis has a moon in Sag. Pat has a moon in Cancer. Taylor has a moon in Cancer. This is the Ethel and Fred Merckx neighbors of their dreams. This is like when my partner doesn't understand, Taylor and Pat are actually going to get each other in a way. And even just in terms of their outward careers, the stars of this whole thing, the people that are pulling along the economy on their backs, but they're both Cancer moons and super emotional. Whereas Travis and Brittany, both Sag moons, are when they find themselves at times being a little bit annoyed with their famous brothers, they're going to be like, you want to just go talk shit about them and party? And they will. And as a foursome, these two relationships have a shot. Not even talking sexually. I'm talking like couples friends.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's really fun. I really like that a lot. Yeah. I can see
that. Isn't that great?
Yeah. Yeah, it's really fun how Taylor and Brittany are besties also.
Yeah. Well, and Brittany and Travis have the same moon, and Taylor and Pat have the same moon. So they can also help the other to understand their partner in a way that most people simply couldn't.
Wow. You should make a TikTok about that for sure.
Okay.
Just say what you just said into the camera.
Okay.
And I gotta go.
Okay. Everybody, join the Patreon.
Yeah. Patreon.com/Space Trash Podcast. We will get one up this week for sure.
Yeah. Maybe even tomorrow, but we don't know. You have to see.
Yeah, you'll have to see. It's always a surprise, which is what makes it fun.
Right. Place your bets now. When's the next Patreon going to come out?
Yeah. And let us know what you want to hear about. Leave
yes.
it in a comment on the Patreon. Don't leave it in a review unless it's going to be 5 stars.
Happy Super Bowl.
Happy Super Bowl. We love it. We love America. God bless America. Oh, the last thing I want to say. J-Lo says in her documentary, because she's talking a lot about how like whether she wants to make a political anti-Trump statement, blah, blah, blah. One thing she says is when America's at its best, everybody wants to be here. And aww. I think that's true. And I think that it's like we're not at our best right now. But the Super Bowl is really fun. And like what I'm saying about the editing and everything, that is good. It's great. And that's like
it's TV theater.
No one else does it the way we do it. We can cause a commotion like nobody else. And I love it.
Yeah. Go USA TV production.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles, the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.